This is the IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 119. What to do after you get your IELTS score? You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy episode, we are going to talk about how to handle the scores you get when maybe they're not what you wanted. What should you do with your time to increase your scores?
If you need feedback from a real professional when you have an IELTS preparation question, you need to get into our course, the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. It's a step-by-step system which teaches you the strategies that you need to get your 7 or higher. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, watch the video on the homepage, and get into the course. Your first 3 days are just $1. See you there.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Jessica. What's going on?
I am fabulous. I'm feeling good. I'm going to go for a swim today. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice.
How about
Very
you?
Cool. Well, I'm not going swimming today, but you know, I'm doing good. I'm working hard here and feeling good. It's the middle of the week. So, you know, I like Wednesdays. Wednesdays are good.
Yeah. You're almost a Friday, basically.
There you go.
So we have an interesting topic today. There has been an increase lately, at least at some of the centers around Portland, some of the test centers around here. People are asking for rescores, you know?
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. So guys, that we do not recommend this, okay? Unless you are just positive that the examiner just is completely wrong in your speaking or writing score, which I find hard to believe, honestly. For some reason you're like certain, because you know why? You have to pay $225, same price as the test. You have to pay that whole amount to have your scores rechecked.
I would rather put that money into a course, which we'll talk about later, but it makes more sense to learn the skills that you need and try it again rather than hope that maybe the examiner missed something in your speaking test. I mean, as you've said, Jessica, in the past, we don't know what we don't know. So it may be that you're making certain mistakes or not including certain things like idioms because you don't know that you need to.
Exactly. So when you get your scores back, if they're not all what you want, you have to reflect on this. You have to think about your strengths and your weaknesses. And don't get depressed about it. Don't waste time just moaning and whining, you know, but I tried so hard. Most people do not get the score they need the first time they take the test, even the second time they take the test. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is not an easy test, as we've said before, but you know, on the other side of the IELTS is our dream career or our dream academic life. So we've got to be able to put in what it takes to get that target score.
Yeah. So you need to focus on the positives, first of all. You know, maybe you got like a 6.5 in listening and a 5 in writing. Okay. Well, your listening is strong. Good job. Like that's awesome. Yeah. So now, you know, you need to focus more time on the writing, you know. Okay. That'll help you create a study plan.
Okay. So what else should we do then? What would be our first step that we should do when we get those scores back and we look at the score and we say, oh, this is not what I wanted?
Well, guys, you need to figure out what was missing in your preparation before the test, right? Because obviously you could have done something differently to get a better score, right? So don't approach it by doing the same things you did before. That didn't get you the score you needed the first time. It's not going to get you the score you need now, right? You can't just make the same mistake. So for example, if you took an IELTS class in a school and then you took the test and didn't get the score you want, maybe that class wasn't a right fit for you, mm-hmm. you right?
Maybe, or, yeah, yeah. As long as you did everything that you were told to do, right? As yeah. long as you actually did the work. Just showing true. Up to the class is not enough. Clearly, there must have been homework, right, to take home that's and dig true. In deeper, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And that's another thing. Like, be honest with yourself. Like, did you put in all the time and effort that you should have? Did you do everything that the teacher asked of you or the course recommended?
Yeah.
Like, you know, cause if, you know, be honest. If not, then maybe add on 20 minutes every day for extra study. But you need to find a way to change your preparation style to, you know, focus on the skills you need.
Yeah, I think these days with how technology is just so fast, it's very easy to underestimate the amount of time that we might need to put into really building the skills that we need. You know, we just, these days, we just want to dip our toe in with a little podcast episode here, you know, listen to it, read a quick blog post here, and we think we're ready, but. You know, to the contrary, right, Jessica?
I know. That's so true. We
that's not the formula for success.
Like one of the pictures on my vision board is of a woman like meditating on the beach or something, that sort of sense of calm and commitment to, you know, like inner peace sort yeah. of like that's yeah. on my vision board. And I good. Think, well, that picture is there. And then I have this meditation app and then I still don't use it every day. Like yeah. I still am not putting in the time I need to reach that goal. But right. I got the app. Like I downloaded it. Like, isn't that enough?
It's on your phone.
And yeah. I see it sometimes.
Well, at least your intention is there.
Yeah.
Intention.
Yeah.
It all starts with intention and the awareness is there. And for our listeners, we hope that there is some awareness that you have, maybe if you're not getting the target score, that maybe one reason is that you're just not going deep enough.
Yeah, exactly. And like Lindsay said, you can't teach yourself what you don't know. So find a course, find an IELTS professional that can tell you what the examiner wants, can tell you exactly what steps to take for specific questions on the listening and reading test. How do you tackle yes, no, not given? How do you work out the matching headings to paragraphs? I mean, these are specific things that you need to explore. You can't just take one system for like one testing strategy for TOEFL or, you know, multiple choice and use it for every question. Like, that's impossible.
On our next webinar, we're going to show you a speaking strategy that you can use to boost your speaking score and pull up your overall IELTS band score. Our webinar is on Wednesday, September 23rd at 5 p.m. Boston, New York time. Register at allearsenglish.com/NEW. Reserve your spot while there's still spots available. See you there. Exactly. And we've said before to question free content. I mean, if the content is out there for free, it's probably not the greatest quality. There's a reason that it's free.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So this is your chance to revolutionize the way that you're learning English and studying for a test. You just start from scratch. Take yourself to the beginning and think, okay, what did I do before that I think was beneficial? What is the best way I could spend my time? And you probably need guidance. You know, most people do. So yeah. In our course, one of the strengths is the study plan that we created yes. that tells you exactly what to do every day to improve not only your testing skills, but to improve your English, which yeah. is, I think, what a lot of students forget in their test preparation.
Yeah. And if your life is already so busy, don't waste the time trying to figure out what to do, right? Have a plan, either join a course where we give it to you or have a teacher put it together for you so that you can just follow that plan. It'll save you a ton of time because, you know, we often spend so much time trying to figure out which resources to use and what to do and how to spend our time. And that's a shame to waste that time.
Yeah. You know, I've seen this a few times where, you know, like a student will get their scores back back and it's not what they want. And so they go back to the Cambridge books to do all the tests again. I'm like, well, obviously that's not helping, dude.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Oh, so just don't be afraid to try something new. Don't be afraid to break out of your study habits that, you know, may not be working. You need to challenge yourself. You need to try a new dimension. And I think sometimes you need to, not be afraid to leave the classroom. You know, that, that idea of being in a traditional classroom setting is the way we learn. You know what? Today, that's not always true.
That's right. I mean, we've talked in past episodes about the goal of these in-person classes is often to just fill the time, right? So their goal is not to make IELTS study more efficient for you. It's actually to make it longer and more expensive.
And so, yeah, they get those teaching hours and get paid. Like, you know, it's a job. So, and I'm sure they are giving you a lot of useful information also, but still, the flexibility of online courses like ours, the Three Keys IELTS system, you can take it with you anywhere. You can study on your way to work, on your lunch break. You could do one of the fun activities like watching a TV episode and do an activity. I mean, it's very flexible. You just have to decide to commit yourself and follow through. And I mean, with our course, we even have a guarantee that it's going to raise your score.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you really can't go wrong, guys. I mean, this, you know, just be smart about how you spend your time. You have a very limited amount of time. And at this point in your life, I'm guessing that the IELTS is one of your top goals. I mean, I'm assuming it is, right? I mean, what could be more important if that's the next step you want to take in your life? If you want to move to Canada, which so many of our listeners seem to want to do, or, you know, go to the UK to study medicine, the IELTS is in your way and you need to find the way around it.
Exactly. Exactly. So just to sum up, you guys, don't waste your money on getting your scores rechecked. Okay. Yes. It's very expensive and there's a low chance that you'll actually see an increase. Okay. examiners are trained and checked and your scores are checked all the time. I mean, there are checks and rechecks already. So don't go that route. Be proactive. Okay. Look at yourself and your study plan. Find a new way to prepare that is going to get you a better score than you just received.
Yeah, yeah. You can't buy a higher score by asking them to recheck your scores. Instead, spend that money in a solid course or make sure you have a good system.
There you go.
So it's interesting. It's a trend, right? I mean, we've talked about it, but it seems like word of mouth is spreading about this rechecking thing and people are just trying to just throw money at the problem, right?
Right, exactly.
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah,
okay, well, yeah, we're going to bust that myth right now.
I don't know why it's become a thing, but I think like one student did it and saw like a 0.5 increase or something and then told all of his friends, like, I don't think the examiner liked me. I don't know.
There are no shortcuts in life.
Especially with this test.
Right. We like to have a good time on this podcast, but we also work hard in building this podcast and this, you know, this course for you guys, and you guys need to work hard as well on your own dreams. So there you go.
We definitely do not take any shortcuts with our work. We don't want you guys to do that either.
We're not sugarcoating anything today, are we, Jessica?
as my 4-year-old would say, heck yeah, dude.
That's awesome. We'll have to have your son on the podcast sometime to teach us some new vocabulary. That would be fun.
I'm totally going to do that.
I think there's something we could learn from him. You know, we can learn a lot from kids just about life and maybe about test taking. Let's see. Let's brainstorm on it.
I think he could teach our listeners how to make up stories and like increase your fluency.
Because that would be super cool.
Seriously, he could just keep talking and making stuff up for hours.
I love it. Let's brainstorm on that one and we'll be back with that soon. I like it.
So fun. Oh my gosh.
All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging today.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.